Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, we're coming to the end of Cars Week here on the show. This is All Mixed Up from their 1978 debut album, The Cars. Sorry to hear about the potential of rain. We've got a League 42 skills clinic tomorrow at Newman University with the Jets baseball team, and then Wichita State baseball with a fall scrimmage game against Nebraska at 2 o'clock at X Stadium, and we've got a bunch of kids scheduled to go to that, so... Come on, Rain, stay away.
Yes, keep it out.
I'll get your
Little
idea.
Johnny wants to play.
I'll get your idea here in a moment. Let's get to Dennis first. Dennis, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, Bob, it looks like a base hit now or win your game probably.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, however, why I'm calling, you mentioned your new Alexa. You know, I'm a... technology Neanderthal. I mean, technology is way above my head on most things. There's still things in my car I can't operate or can't remember
right.
How to operate. Now, why I called, though, is I just got through reading an article in Consumer Report magazine how all this technology is spying on us. And Alexa was one of the things that they checked on. Your television, your computer, your laptop, your smartphone, and the newer automobiles in particular. All of these things with their smart electronics, they're spying on us and taking up. They know where we are every minute of the day. Every picture you take with your cell phone has so much information on it, it's unbelievable. And most people don't even, I had no idea it was that bad. I knew there was some spying, but I didn't realize it was that widespread. So every bit of technology you have, remember, is spying on you.
Oh, they know us.
Watch out what you say in the room with Alexa, too.
If they're spying on me, they don't have much of a report to file. But listen, I'm okay with it because I need to hear my songs when I want to hear my song.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
I'm going to have a great relationship with Alexa.
There's
Dennis.
No other way to hear music, Dennis.
Okay, but if it comes up to the point where you say something you didn't want anyone else to know about, and it comes out in social media, where did that come from? How did they know that?
Oh, my God. Now you're scaring me, Dennis.
Well, it scares me, too, because I'm talking on the old smartphone right now. And what kind of information are they collecting? What do they really want to know about me right now, if anything? Because I know for one thing, no matter who you talk to, there's some information going to people that you don't particularly want them to have that information, but they have it to prey on you for whatever kind of ad they want to send you, whatever kind of junk mail they want to send you, all of that stuff just from talking on your phone.
Thank you,
have
Dennis.
Have a good day now, Bob.
I don't think I can have a good day after
Thanks.
That phone call.
Well, I've experienced it before where you just – talk about something and then an ad shows up for it, like on Facebook or your
what?
Yeah, you don't click on anything, you don't visit a site, you just talk about it, and all of a sudden you'll see an ad for it on Facebook. It's very strange.
So there's Alexa's everywhere.
Yeah, they're always listening.
That technology is everywhere.
Right.
at least they're upfront about it with Alexa.
Sure.
On the laptop or the computer screen, they're not.
I heard of at least
this game is driving.
I heard of at least one instance.
Can I detach from this game
where
for a
Alexa
minute?
Helped solve a murder because it was picking up voices and things that happened in the room at the time? What's going on?
It recording us?
Essentially, I don't know if it's recording.
Harrison Bader just struck out with the bases loaded.
I thought you were winning.
We are, but listen, you get the bases loaded, one out, and your guy strikes out.
Well, now there's two outs. Let's see who's next.
Jose Martinez pinch hitting. Put the ball in play.
Too much of Harrison Bader.
No, let me say this about baseball. You should learn at a very young age that when you need to put the ball in play, there's a way to do it.
It's a different game now.
You choke up on the bat, punch at it, hit it.
Punch out at 99.
Put it out there somewhere.
It's easy to punch at 92 for these guys, not for me. But you can't just punch some of these guys.
Put it in play.
Who's pitching for the Cubs? He probably throws 102.
Rowan Wick, he's throwing 95. That's a piece of cake. Just meet the ball, like they used to say back when I was a kid.
Yeah, meet the ball, and the guy pitching in the eighth inning, and he's throwing 146 pitches, and he's throwing 84.
My coaches used to say that. Meet it. You know what that means?
Just get your hands
out
there.
Get your hand and meet the ball.
Right.
As it arrives,
it doesn't mean anything.
Don't be late. Don't be early. Meet it on time.
Sure.
That's great coaching.
That is sound advice.
It is. I met the ball up almost every time.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because that's hilarious in its own way.
So now you're saying I'm hilarious.
Yeah, I think
Thank
you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your idea to improve the show?
I don't need to give ideas. I've given you a lot of ideas. Who did five questions? Whose idea was that?
That was my idea.
No, it was not.
My idea. Hey, we got some time here on Fridays. Why don't you ask me five questions?
No, five questions.
It'll be entertaining. Then it evolved into
five questions was always my idea. I can't believe you're thinking about taking credit for that. You came up with
Top 10 Wednesday.
But I come up with all the categories.
Who's Shocker Nostalgia?
You did that, but I came up with the idea
who's
to make it
time to play the game.
Me.
No.
Absolutely. Who came up with the games, though?
But time to play the game.
But I've been doing that since the Saturday show with Jamie.
Who came up with Mark Mangino?
You.
Kendall Gammon.
Probably a collaboration.
Who came up with what else? The NBA Recall.
Who came up with Who Sang It? That was me. Let's play Who Sang It. Fire it up.
I don't want to play Who Sang It. People are tired of that game.
No, they're not.
I can tell. I have an innate feeling
people
about it.
People love Who Sang It.
I don't believe they do.
At JLutz82.
Why do you need this?
Because
people?
I know what people like. I know what makes entertaining radio for my people.
I can't wait to get home to Alexa.
Yeah.
Now that sounded weird, but
that was weird.
That was, you know what? That was a little weird. As it was coming out of my mouth, it was weird.
Yeah, that's strange. It's just.
And if my wife heard that.
It's a speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker is what you have, basically.
What it is an electronic gadget.
I hear you, but it's not the cutting edge. I mean, I don't know. It's a great piece. I want one.
And there's the
Maybe
ball. And then
jealous.
The inning's over, and we go to the top of the bottom of the eighth. Can't score. I'm so tired of this team. Okay, what about Alexa?
I don't know. I forget. Lost my train of thought.
I had Alexa actually on during the early part of the Cardinals game this afternoon. I turned the Cardinals volume down and listened to about three or four Hollies songs.
Really?
Now, why did I pick the Hollies?
I don't know.
Because I like them.
You thought the Eagles would be too obvious, I guess.
And I've heard every Eagles. So I'm going to go for some bands that I don't know a lot about. Give me a suggestion.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Don't care about that.
Why?
I'm talking about bands that maybe are from my
you
era.
You like Poison?
That I don't know a whole lot about.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. I am as hyper as a human being can be right now.
All right.
What's that like to see a 64-year-old? Wait a minute. What's it like to see a hyper 64-year-old?
I didn't know you were hyper, to be honest. What about
I can't train on a thought.
What about
my
Dave
mind's
Clark
jumping
five?
All over the place? I know the Dave Clark
name
five.
Three songs.
I might listen to them later.
How about the Walker Brothers?
Don't know them.
How about Peter and Gordon?
I know them, but I don't know their songs. I've heard of them.
The Lovin' Spoonful.
I like that. I'm going to just go down the list and have Alexa play some tunes.
You really don't want to say, is that how you really want to spend your time? To say, hey, Alexa, play the Lovin' Spoonful. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
When I'm working, I do. Why not?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
As I'm working on League 42 stuff or radio stuff or whatever I do, why not have some interesting music on in the background?
How about the Coasters?
I don't know them that well. I know who they are. Let's get back to the phones, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Here's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm okay for now.
Okay, and how are you, Jeff?
I'm fantastic, Ron. Thanks for asking.
All right. Hey, I'm calling in about the KU stuff. Hey, but can I put in a shameless plug before we do this?
Yes.
Okay, Bob, if your wife likes Johnny Cash, you guys need to get up to Hutchinson tomorrow night to the Salt City Brewing Company, see the band called Branded. They'll be playing some Johnny Cash tunes. It'll be really good, I can guarantee it. Okay.
All right.
So about the KU stuff.
Are you in the band?
As a matter of fact, I am, yeah.
Congratulations.
Good for you. Hey, be sure and tell us when you're going to be in Wichita, would you? I'm not going to make it to Hutch, but I wouldn't mind coming to see you in Wichita.
October 26th at Spalding's in Andover for the Halloween bash.
Again, Wichita. I'm not going out of
Andover, town. Andover, come on.
I'm not going out of town to see you, Ron.
Okay, that's all right. I understand. Anyway. Yeah, the KU stuff, I did, after I heard about you talking on the radio, I looked up a little bit, couldn't find a whole lot of information, but it sounds like the NCAA is going to come out with some possible information of malpractice.
The NCAA is going to present allegations against KU,
right.
And then KU is going to get to answer them.
Right, so it's recruiting violations, basically, right?
Basically, yeah.
Pay to play, if so, yeah.
Yeah, serious stuff.
Yeah, this all comes out of the Adidas investigation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I guess we got to see what comes out and see what it is, right?
Well, if you're a KU fan, I'd be nervous.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been going on for a while, so yeah, you don't know what's going to happen, so.
Good luck. Good luck tomorrow night in Hutch, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, let's get back to the phones at 869-1240, and here's the real Dave.
The real Dave.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob, I got a couple of bands for you to pull up there.
Why don't you greet Jeff first one of these times, Dave?
Oh, hi, Jeffrey. How are you, bud?
What's up, Dave? Appreciate
you
calling.
No problem. Hey, a couple of bands for you to listen to, Bob, for some mellower light rock stuff, Head East.
Yeah, I had my Head
Georgia.
East time.
You did?
Flat back in the day.
Brilliant album. And then for anything heavier, some original Montrose with Sammy Hagar, some Rock Candy or something like that. That's good to work to. It's got a good beat. It keeps your toe bouncing, and you get a lot of work done. I listen to it almost every morning before work.
All right. Good suggestions. I appreciate it, Dave.
You bet, guys. Have a good weekend, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave.
That's nice of Dave. Very nice.
It was nice, wasn't it?
I like that.
Really appreciated that.
All right, we need a break. When we come back, we will delve into the high school football weekend, the high school football Friday night, with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.